Hi, you're welcome once again to another episode of the Wale Okilola podcast. Thank you for liking, thank you for sharing, thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Special appreciation to all those who have followed me on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts and all other podcast platforms. Thank you so much for the support. I appreciate it. I do not take you for granted. You're welcome on board once again today. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms, especially on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all other podcast platforms. Just search Wale Okilola on any podcast platform and you will have it there. I want to apologize if my voice is sounding somehow on this episode. I've had a lot of activities in the last week, so it has taken a toll on my voice. Please bear with me. Thank you so much. Today, I will be attempting to continue from where we stopped last week on the last episode, talking about the importance of having people and men in our lives. Please stay with me. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. In the last two parts of this series, I shared the stories of two men with similar situations or conditions, as it were, but who had different outcomes because one of them had men while the other had no man to help him. As I have stated in previous episodes, God didn't create man to live in isolation. It is not good for man to be alone, he said. So today I'll be focusing on the relationships that I believe anyone who wants to live a fulfilled life must have. The preacher speaking in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 from verse 7 says, "Then I returned and I saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother. Yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither saith he, for whom do I labor, and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity. Yea, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him. Again, if two lie together, they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one travail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken." I like the way the Message Bible puts it. "I turned my head and saw yet another wisp of smoke on its way to nothingness. A solitary person, completely alone, no children, no family, no friends, yet walking obsessively late into the night, compulsively greedy for more and more, never bothering to ask, why am I walking like a dog? Never having any fun. And who cares? More smoke, a bad business. It's better to have a partner than to go alone. Share the work, share the wealth. And if one falls, the other helps. But if there is no one to help, tough, it is tough. Two in a bed warm each other. Alone, you shiver all night. By yourself, you are unprotected. With a friend, you can face the worst. Can you round up a third? A three-stranded rope isn't easily snapped. Look at that. The basic relationships are mentioned here in Ecclesiastes: family and friends. It is better to have a partner than to do life alone. This is basically what the preacher was saying. When one falls, the other helps. You see, when God was going to create Eve, he looked at Adam and said, it wasn't good for him to be alone. Therefore, I'll make a help meet for him. Eve was created a helper for him. In our lives, from time to time, for different purposes, we all need helpers. Life will be really hard for anyone without help. Verse 12 of that scripture says, by yourself you are unprotected. With a friend you can face the worst. You know what the Bible says about the difference between one and two people? It said one person will chase 1,000, but two people will put 10,000 to flight. Amazing, right? Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 30. One person cannot chase 1,000 actually. God has to be their rock. But with the same help of God, when they are two, they won't just chase 2,000, but they can put 10,000 people to flight. Look at that. Two indeed is better. So, what are the relationships that I believe everyone must build and keep? Number one, family, like we read in that scripture. Family is your pillar of support. Family is the first point of encounter we have with people. Family is a constant, and a person will most likely succeed if he or she comes from a family that functions. By this I mean a family where love abounds and where people are concerned about each other. It is quite unfortunate today that people no longer take family serious. But family is the surest source of support in life. If it works, nothing can be compared with family. Friends can change, but family cannot. So we must make every effort to see that the bond of family stays strong. Bond with your parents, siblings, and if you're married, make every effort to stay true to your spouse. This is very important. If anything happens to you, they will be the most affected. Family is very important. Make every effort to build a strong bond with your family, because they are your pillar of support. When all stakes are down, you can be sure that those that will never leave you are family. Number two, mentors, leaders, and teachers. I believe that everyone should have a mentor. It is very important for you to build relationships with people who have gone ahead of you in anything that you seek to achieve or become. Like Bishop Oyedepo said at a particular time, there is nothing you want to do that someone has not done. There is nowhere you want to go that someone has not gone. Wisdom, then, is to find these people and connect with them. You need mentors. In every area of interest in your life, you need mentors. You need mentors in spiritual matters. You need spiritual mentors. This can be your pastor or people who have gone ahead of you, who are more matured spiritually. You need mentors in your career, concerning your business, whatever you are doing as a profession. You need mentors. And You need academic mentors. If you're a student, you need people that will motivate you academically. And if you're interested in marriage, you need a mentor. Mentors are models. They provide guidance, advice, feedback, and support. And in some cases, they could serve as role models. There are so many examples in scripture. You can talk about Moses and Joshua. You can talk about Paul and Timothy. You can talk about Naomi and Ruth. There are so many examples like that in scriptures of mentors and mentees. Anyone who will actually achieve anything significant in life will not take relationship with mentors lightly. So it is very important that you have mentors in your life. This is the second important relationship that I believe that everyone who is on a journey to become something in life must have. Number three relationship I believe everyone should have is or are friends. Friendships, and I mean close ones, can also be termed as your chosen family, all right? This is the family. These people can be termed as your family, the family that you chose, all right, for yourself. Your immediate family, your blood relations are not people that you chose for yourself. God chose those ones for you. But your friends are people that you chose for yourself. They are the people you gravitate towards, all right? They are people who share the same ideas and values as yourself. Friendships serve a lot of purposes. Good friends are supporters. They support you in every way, emotionally, financially, you know, and otherwise, spiritually. In every way, friends are supporters. Some friends, the Bible says, even stick closer than family. Friends, they serve a lot of purposes. They are encouragers. They are helpers. Build great friendships. The company you keep, you remember, determines what accompanies you. Now, to conclude this, pride is the reason so many people will never be able to keep great relationships. You'll be surprised that this affects relationships even among family. You discover strife, competitions, hatred, and all sorts of vices among members of the same family. It is not supposed to be so. Anyone who is proud will also not be able to follow mentors and leaders. It takes humility to learn. Please check it. This might just be the reason why you have problems building and keeping relationships. You have to be humble. You have to be someone of a good character to be able to build relationships. Your family, your mentors, and your friends. Some people cannot keep friendships for long. Before you are friends with someone, you can't. Some people cannot even point to people that they've been friends with for 5 years, for 10 years. The people you met while you were in your secondary school, you don't have any one of them whom you are still close. Those you met in the university, you have just graduated about 2 years or 3 years. You don't have any relationship with them any longer. Those who have shown you, who have been sources of inspiration to you, because you cannot sustain relationships, you don't have any mentors. You need to check it. If you are going somewhere in life, you really need to check it. And finally, above all, please have a relationship with God. He is the source of all things. It is only in Him that you can find and fulfill your purpose. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, "Before I formed thee in your mother's belly, I knew thee." God is your creator. It is only in Him that you can find fulfillment. It is only in Him that you can find answers to your questions. Questions that even family cannot answer you, God can show you, because He was the one who created you. He created you for your purpose, and your purpose existed even before you existed. So if you want to find out your purpose, you go to the one who created you for that particular purpose. And I'm sure that your life will not remain the same. Thank you for listening. I want to believe that you've been blessed by this episode. If this blessed you, please do well to share with your friends and your family. And please follow me on all social media platforms, Wale Okilola on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you want to reach me directly, please send me a message via my email, olawalemike@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening again today. And until I come your way again, I am your friend, Wale Okilola, your partner in progress. Bye.